Manuscript Releases, Volume 11, Numbers 851 to 920. M.R., Number 874. The Pocock Family Moves to Kurenbong. Brother Pocock and his family came to Kurenbong yesterday. He has given up the home he selected several years ago. This place is among the rocks, on the side of a mountain, in a place which cannot be reached with a horse and carriage. He has five very pretty children. The eldest, I learned last night, is 10 years old. Last week he came by request to paint on the school buildings. We learned that the necessities of his family were very great, and we borrowed £3, put it in his hands, and sent him back for his family. Meanwhile, we are trying to find a house for him. The house by the long bridge and the way to Dora Creek was all that we could find, but Mr. Walmsley, the owner, asked 3 shillings and 6 pence a week for it, and it is not fit for habitation. So we passed by that offer and made inquiry of Mr. Hughes, who has recently built himself a nice cottage. He at once offered Brother Pocock a home in the 2-roomed cottage they had left when they moved into their new home. He said that he would not charge them any rent. This was gratefully accepted. And last evening, Sarah established Brother Pocock and his family in their cottage, furnishing them with provision and bedding until their meager stock shall come. The whole family were obliged to walk 3 miles in the hot sun, and the heat of the sun soon cut down the little boy of 4 years, who is next to the youngest child. Sarah had to begin her work for the 2 younger children, who were both sick when they came here, but more favorable symptoms appeared. Now we must secure for this family a spot of land and put them in a way to get a little house on the land. This is missionary soil. Brother Pocock is one of the most conscientious, self-denying, self-sacrificing, uncomplaining men I have seen. He is just such a man as will do credit to the truth. We should keep the land reserved for such ones as, without help to obtain a situation, cannot possibly provide a home and support their families. Now Brother Pocock will have a chance to help himself. He is a hard worker, but circumstances he could not control have kept him in poverty. We must help such ones. Sister McKentifer has been just called away at 1 o'clock at night in the greatest storm we have had since we came to Kurenbong. I have not seen her since last evening. A sweet little child is very ill, and we fear dying. There are 5 children in the family, which was once in good circumstances. The father, Brother Pocock, is a coachmaker by trade, and he is also a carpenter. But unfortunately, he was thrown out of work, and observing the Sabbath has kept him out of work. In appearance, he is a refined gentleman, but for several years he has been living with his family in a house on the side of a mountain, 2 miles from the nearest neighbor. He had to carry the material of which his house is built up the mountain on his back. The land is covered with rocks so that it cannot be cultivated. We knew that Brother Pocock was out of work, and we sent for him to come and paint on the school building. He came a week ago, last Sunday, but when we learned from Brother and Sister Star the situation of his family, their deep poverty and their lack of nourishing food, we advised him to return and bring his family to Kurenbong. Brother Pocock has been the means of bringing 3 families into the truth. Brother Star was sent to baptize these people, and by this means, we learned of Brother Pocock's necessity. We borrowed money and loaned it to him to enable him to bring his family up, and told him to let his shanty go. Come he must. He arrived yesterday. We had secured for them a house of 2 small rooms from Mr. Hughes, who said that he would charge them no rent. They are now situated where they will be comfortable. We will not see them want. All were glad to get here, but 2 of the children were sick. The youngest, a baby in its mother's arms, and a 4-year-old boy.
The whole family had to walk 3 miles on a very hot day in order to reach the cars, and we think this boy was sunstruck. We settled them in their house yesterday, and until evening, Sarah gave the sick child treatment. She was called up again in the night to go to see him, and I have not seen her since. We fear the child will not live. But I am glad they are not in that terrible place among the rocks in this fearful storm.
Brother and Sister Pocock have nothing. For 3 years we have supplied them with clothing. They have bought nothing, they say, for they had no money. We shall now do our best to get them a little home on the school ground, and will help them by giving him work. He has 2 good trades at his command, and will be able to amply support his family. Their experience has indeed been trying, but they have never murmured, never complained. If they had told us anything of their situation, we should have urged them to leave that place 3 years ago. Several weeks ago, Brother Pocock was sent for to help in the painting of the building. He is a coachmaker and a painter and builder. We had been calling for him for some time, but he was reluctant to leave his wife and little ones. We have from our family sent them clothing from time to time, and the clothing you left will help them. We made most searching inquiries in regard to the situation of his wife and children, for we had been informed by Brother and Sister Star of their extreme poverty. We learned that he could not live where he was and provide for his family. We sent him right back, with word to bring his family to Currumbong without fail. When they reached here, the 2 youngest children were very sick. The whole family had had to walk 3 miles in the hot sun to reach the train, and they thought the little boy had been sunstruck. He is 4 years old, a pretty child, and very intelligent. They came to our house from the train, and after dinner they were taken by their earnest wish to the cottage of 2 rooms which Brother Hughes of Currumbong has, in the liberality of his heart, granted them. Mr. Hughes and his family have done everything they could do in their kindness of heart for Brother and Sister Pocock. This family must be saved if possible. Sarah immediately began giving the little boy treatment. We soon saw that his symptoms were those of acute poisoning. He was not well when he left his home. After walking 3 miles, he drank a lot of water. The day before leaving, the father and mother sent the children to the grandparents, while they slept in their shanty for the last time. The grandparents are not believers, and they had cooked a parakeet, a large jungle parrot, of which the boy ate very heartily. He was tired and hungry, and this used him up. Afterwards, nothing could be given him which he could retain on his stomach, but the discharges continued nearly constantly. Sarah was with him night and day, and Sister Rod was sent for to share the burden with her. We knew that it would be a battle for his life, and everything was done that it was possible to do. But the boy died on Sabbath, about 11 a.m. A few acres are now being secured for our much esteemed Brother Pocock. He is the pattern of a Christian gentleman. I tell the school board that I will consent to trust him and let him pay as he can. In our family, all who are able will unite in helping him to put up a house, which will be built cheaply, costing about £40. He has suffered much poverty. He has a good trade and is an excellent workman. We encouraged him to leave his little house among the rocks on a high mountain. No carriage could reach this place. He carried up on his back to this place all the lumber needed to build the little shanty. But the family were often hungry. Once or twice a year, our family sent them a box of clothing, and this is all they have had. One of the little children died a week after they moved to this place. He was poisoned by eating a cooked parakeet. Everything was done for him that could be done. Sarah was with him day and night, but the poison had taken hold too deeply. The night before they left their home, the parents sent the children to their grandparents, while their goods were carried to the boat to be brought to this place.
White Estate, Washington, D.C., July 21st, 1981.